您正在收听的是中国国际广播电台国际在线在线广播。
Now you're listening to Net Radio on China Broadcast CN。英语学习、音乐、旅游、工作、奥运会，
时尚话题一网打尽，
实用的英语表达方法，
时刻炫出你的地道口语，
快来参加吧！国际在线实用英语课堂
，CRI Online Practical English Classroom。
Hello and welcome to Practical English Classroom of My English. I'm Anna.
I'm Xinping. We've talked about coffee in the last two periods.
Today we'll say something about using a credit card.
大家好，欢迎收听国际在线实用英语课堂节目，我是沈听。
我是 Anna。 上两节课呢，我们说了关于咖啡的话题。
今天我们来告诉大家一些使用信用卡的实用英语知识。 Part 1 Tina's Money Woes。
Tina 的金钱危机。
Dialogue 1
Whoa, that's a lot of bags. Let me help you.
Thanks. Macy's had a sale I couldn't miss out on.
So this is how you are spending your days now that you are unemployed. Any luck finding a new job?
None. I even went to a fortune teller to find out what's wrong.
Let me guess. He told you to buy a new outfit?
No. She said my nose is too flat, so bosses don't think I'm trustworthy.
对话中 Tina 在疯狂的购物，虽然她现在还没有找到新的工作，不过她好像一点也不着急。标题 Tina's Money Woes 当中的 woe 这个词经常用它的复数形式来表示灾难悲痛的事， Tina's Money Woes 就可以翻译成 Tina 的金钱危机，或者说 Tina 的金钱烦恼。 Tina 正在 Macy 百货购物，大家都知道了 Macy 也就是梅西百货是美国最著名的百货公司，总店呢在纽约的第34街与第67大道之间。
Macy百货正在大减价， Tina 当然是不能错过这次机会了。 Have a sale 或者是 be on sale 都表示商品促销大减价，那么 miss out on something 就表示错失了错过了，也可以单用 miss out 表示失去获得利益或者获得乐趣的机会，比如说 If I don't go to the party I feel I'm missing out，要是不去参加派对的话，我一定会觉得损失很大。
嗯，原来呢，这就是 Tina 消磨失业日子的方法。Unemployed 就是失业的，没有工作的。Jason 还问 Tina 新工作找得怎么样了。Luck 在这里表示好运、幸运。比如说 ，I hope this charm will bring you luck。希望这个护身符能够带给你好运气。Any luck with the job？ 找工作的事运气好吗？就是在问工作的事情怎么样了，其实。
嗯。Tina 的新工作呢没有任何进展，她甚至去问过算命先生到底是哪里出了问题。 Fortune teller 就是指那种会算命会看相的人，那我们从这个词呢就可以推断出 tell one's fortune 就是给某人算命的意思，比如说 at a fair a gypsy told me my fortune， 有个吉普赛人在游乐场给我算了命。嗯，看来Tina还是挺迷信的。
Jason 于是开玩笑的说，难道这个算命的让你去买一身新衣服了？因为他看到 Tina 在大肆的购物。Outfit 指一套衣服，特别是那种用于特殊场合的成套衣服，比如说 She bought a new outfit for her daughter's wedding， 她为女儿买了一套婚礼新装。算命的说 Tina 的鼻子太塌了，老板会觉得她不可靠。 Trustworthy 就是指值得信任的、可靠的。
好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Whoa, that's a lot of bags. Let me help you.
Thanks.Macy's had a sale I couldn't miss out on.
So this is how you are spending your days now that you are unemployed. Any luck finding a new job?
None. I even went to a fortune teller to find out what's wrong.
Let me guess. He told you to buy a new outfit?
No. She said my nose is too flat, so bosses don't think I'm trustworthy.
Dialogue 2.
You actually believe in fortune tellers?
Of course. Anyway, I'm seeing my plastic surgeon, Dr. Dave, on Friday.
This is, like your third operation in the last few months. How do you pay for it all?
Well, there's a credit card. There's a way.
But credit cards still have to be paid off. And with no job...
You sound like my big sister. Once I get a job, I pay them off.
Credit cards are really dangerous. They offer you really low introductory interest rates.
I know, and I love that. I've got one at 0% and two at 7%.
But those will go up. Most credit card rates are around 15 to 18%.
So, I'll just have to pay a little more in the long run.
Try a lot more. Most of your monthly bills are paying off interest and not what you bought.
But they're so easy to use. Come on, dinner at the mall, my treat.
Jason 不敢相信 Tina 居然会相信算命说的话。Tina 说当然了，宁可信其有，不可信其无嘛。所以他决定星期五就找整形医生 Dr. Dave Plastic Surgeon 就是指整形医生。Jason 说这应该是 Tina 这几个月来的第三次手术了，他哪来的钱付账呢？
Jason 是这样说的， This is like your third operation in the last few months. 这里的 like 可不是动词，而是一个语气助词，经常被现在的年轻人用来在说话的时候加强语气使用，其实呢并没有什么实际上的意义。好， pay for it all 表示付清所有的账。
Tina 可不担心，她说 Where there is a credit card, there is a way。 大家听到这句话一定会觉得耳熟，没错，这句话呢就是从 Where there is a will, there's a way， 有志者事竟成，就是从这句话变化而来的。 Tina 在这里玩了一个文字游戏，她故意把这个英文谚语 Where there's a will, there's a way 当中的 will 说成了 credit card。
她是在说只要有信用卡什么事情都能办到。我们用一个对话来做例子。 How did you ever manage to read a whole book in one day? Where there's a will, there's a way. 在一天内看了一整本书，你是怎么做到的？有志者事竟成。Jason 说，即使可以刷卡，可是到最后还是要还清的。而且 Tina 现在没有工作，该怎么办呢？
Pay off 就是偿还付清的意思。 Tina 觉得 Jason 很啰嗦，就跟他的大姐似的，总是唠叨他。只要 Tina 一找到工作，就会想办法付清的。Jason 继续说，用信用卡还是挺危险的，一开始收的利率很低。 Introductory 的意思呢就是开始的，初步的，比如我们可以说 Introductory chapter 序论篇。 The dean made a few introductory remarks before the lecture. 系主任在讲课前讲了几句开场白。
Tina 说他当然知道了，觉得这样很好，他就有一张零利率的和两张利率 7% 的信用卡。虽然信用卡的起始利率很低，但是利率后来都会变高。 ButThose will go up. Those 就是指 interest rate 利率。那么大部分信用卡的利率是15%到18%之间。Tina 觉得这没有什么，最后大不了多付一点利息嘛。In the long run 就是指到头来、终究、结果、长期来看。
Jason 说可不止一点吧。Try a lot more. 这里的 try 就是我看实际情况应该是什么样的意思。因为 Tina 说她只要多付一点点 ，a little more。于是 Jason 就顺着这句话要 Tina 看清现实，其实呢他要支付的利息是多很多， a lot more。
所以当对方说的话有自欺欺人的倾向，你就可以用 try 这个单词呢后面接上实际情况来告诉他面对现实吧。好，举个例子， It's going to take a long time to finish this building. Yeah, try 10 years. 要完成这栋大楼需要很长的时间。是呀，我看得10年吧。
Jason 告诉 Tina， 你每月要付的账单几乎都是利息，而不是你买的东西。但是 Tina 说刷卡刷得真的很爽，很顺手。看来 Jason 是无法说服 Tina 了，最后还被他拉去吃午餐。Tina 说他请客，当然又是刷卡了。
没错， My treat 的意思就是我请客。好，我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
You actually believe in fortune tellers?
Of course. Anyway, I'm seeing my plastic surgeon Dr. Dave on Friday.
This is, like your third operation in the last few months. How do you pay for it all?
Well, there's a credit card. There's a way.
But credit cards still have to be paid off. And with no job...
You sound like my big sister. Once I get a job, I'll pay them off.
Credit cards are really dangerous. They offer you really low introductory interest rates.
I know, and I love that. I've got one at 0% and two at 7%.
But those will go up. Most credit card rates are around 15 to 18%.
So, I'll just have to pay a little more in the long run.
Try a lot more. Most of your monthly bills are paying off interest and not what you bought.
But they're so easy to use. Come on, dinner at the mall, my treat.
Dialogue
3. Oh, that makes me so mad. I could just scream.
I've never actually seen a salesperson cut up someone's credit card before.
Well, that's the fourth time it's happened to me this year.
Four cards? How many do you have anyway?
Just five. That dress will look great on me.
Don't you think it's time you stopped your compulsive buying?
No. I think it's time to break in my last card. Live a little.
Five cards? You must be up to your ears in debt. Can't your parents help you out?
Mm-hmm. They're taking care of the eight other cards I ran out during college.
Girl, you're going to be paying off credit cards till the day you die.
Everything will be fine. Once I get my nose done...
You can get a job and start paying.
And buy a new wardrobe to show off my new nose.
You are hopeless.
对话中 Tina 的信用卡被店员剪掉了，因为她的卡已经刷爆了，这让 Tina 很生气，真想大喊大叫。 Jason 以前还真是没有见过谁的卡被剪掉呢。
不过呢，这已经是 Tina 今年第四次被剪卡了。 Jason 很吃惊，被剪了四张卡了。那么 Tina 到底有几张卡呢？ Tina 说只有五张而已。这时她又看见了一条裙子，觉得自己穿上一定会很好看的。
Jason 劝 Tina 说，你不觉得你应该控制一下你的购买冲动了吗？Compulsive 的意思就是冲动的，无法控制的。那么 compulsive buying 就是冲动购买的欲望的意思。那我想这是大多数女性的共有的冲动吧。
Tina 觉得没有必要停止购物啊，还有最后一张卡可以刷嘛。
I think it's time to break in my last card. Breaking 在这里表示开始使用某物。
Tina 的理由是 live a little， 就是尽情享乐的意思。
Live a little 和 live it up 的意思呢就是一样的，都是要人及时行乐。我们还可以潇洒一点说，人生得意须尽欢。当某人对于眼前的事物畏首畏尾，迟迟不敢行动的时候，你就可以用这句话来鼓励他，让他勇于尝试。
好，我们来用一个对话来做例子。
I don't think I want to go on this roller coaster ride. Oh come on, live a little.
我并不想去玩云霄飞车。哦，别这样，人生苦短，及时行乐吧。这句话呢，也可以用来劝说别人花钱买东西。
对，比如说 I really shouldn't buy all three dresses. It costs too much.Sarah, you just need to learn to live a little. 我真的不该三件都买，太贵了。Sarah, 你就是应该学习享受人生。
好，让我们来继续看对话。Jason 呢，还是在为 Tina 担心。
Five cards, you must be up to your ears in debt.
五张卡，你铁定债台高筑了。
Be up to one's ears, or elbows, or eyes in something.
表示某人陷于什么什么之中。
Up to one's ears, 就是指某人非常的忙碌，深陷于某事之中，比如说工作太忙，要事缠身，或者是债务缠身，都可以用这个短语来表示。那你还可以把 ears 换成 elbows 或 eyes， 都是指埋头于什么什么，深陷于什么什么的意思。
我们还是来用对话做例子。
Why don't you ever call me anymore? I never have time. I'm up to my ears in work.
你为什么连电话都不给我打了呢？我没时间，工作太忙。还有一个例子。
Carol has been receiving many phone calls lately. She's up to her elbows in suitors.
Carol 最近接到了好多电话，她的追求者太多了。
难道 Tina 的父母不能帮她还一些债务吗？看来是不行了，因为他们正在帮 Tina 还大学时上的其他八张卡呢。那么这里的 run up 就表示积累庞大的消费金额。Jason 为她担心，估计 Tina 这辈子得一直还信用卡的钱了。
但是 Tina 自己却一点都不担心。
Everything will be fine.
船到桥头自然直，只要把鼻子整好就好了。
Get one's nose down.
是指某人去做鼻子整形手术，也可以说 have one's nose down。 如果要表示其他部位的整形手术呢，就把 nose 换成相应的部位就可以了。
这里还有一个更简单的说法，就是整形的器官加上 job， J-O-B 这个词。比如说鼻子整形手术，我们就可以说 nose job。 好，等 Tina 把鼻子整好了，就可以找到工作赚钱还债，还有买一整柜的新衣服来秀她的新鼻子。那这里的 a new wardrobe 就是指一柜的新衣服，而不是一个新的衣橱，大家要注意了。
Show off 就是炫耀展示的意思，带点贬义在里面。 Jason 不知道说什么好了，他说 Tina 已经无药可救了。 You are hopeless。 好了，让我们再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Oh, that makes me so mad. I could just scream.
I've never actually seen a salesperson cut up someone's credit card before.
Well, that's the fourth time it's happened to me this year.
Four cards? How many do you have anyway?
Just five. Oh, that dress will look great on me.
Don't you think it's time you stopped your compulsive buying?
No, I think it's time to break in my last card. Live a little.
Five cards? You must be up to your ears in debt. Can't your parents help you out?
Mm-hmm. They're taking care of the eight other cards I ran out during college.
Girl, you're going to be paying off credit cards till the day you die.
Everything will be fine. Once I get my nose done...
You can get a job and stop paying.
And buy a new wardrobe to show off my new nose.
You are hopeless.
现在我们来听首歌放松一下 So Let Me Be The Last To Know 来自 Britney Spears Okay, welcome back. 欢迎回来。你现在收听到的是国际在线 My English 英语课堂节目。我是安娜。
我是沈听。今天我们的话题呢跟使用信用卡有关。
刚才给大家听了两段对话，现在我们来接着往下看。
Dialogue 4. How do you want to pay?
Here's my card.
I just run this through. Do you have another card? You've exceeded your limit on this one.
No, that's my last one. Oh my gosh!What can I do? I can pay you.
No cash? We'll give you a time extension to pay. Have you thought of asking the bank for a loan?
A loan? That's a great idea. I'll go to the bank right away.
So, Miss Lee, you'd like to apply for one of our loans?
I'd even take two if you could swing that.
I'm afraid not. You're listed here that you are unemployed.
Yes, but I'm looking.
Your current credit cards are all at their limit.I'm afraid we can't approve your loan.
But if I had a job...
We would certainly reconsider your application. Good day.
Tina 做完了鼻子的整形手术，在柜台用信用卡付账。Run the card through 就是指刷卡，但是 Tina 的这张卡已经超出额度了。Exceed the limit.Limit 就是指信用卡的额度，
可是呢，这是 Tina 的最后一张卡了，她没办法付钱了，身上呢又没有带现金，这时她可是真的发慌了。店员只好说，我们会给你一段时间延期付款。 Extension 就是指延期延长时间。
店员还提醒 Tina 可以考虑向银行贷款，这下可是一语惊醒梦中人。 Tina 觉得这是一个好主意，马上就去银行贷款。银行职员问他是不是要申请一份贷款， Tina 还开玩笑地说，I'll even take two if you could swing that. 如果你能通融的话，我还想申请两份呢。
Swing 这个词在这里就表示获得或者实现某事物，那么特别指通过不正当的手段达到目的。比如说 ，Can you swing it for me so that I can get a job? 你能走后门替我谋到那份工作吗 ？She managed to swing an interview with the president. 她设法采访到了总统。
这当然是不可能的了。银行职员注意到 Tina 在申请单上写的是目前失业，而且所有信用卡的额度都满了，恐怕无法核准 Tina 的贷款。如果 Tina 重新找到工作的话，他们还可能考虑重新审核 Tina 的申请。
看来 Tina 现在必须要找一份工作了，否则就快吃不上饭了。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
How did you want to pay?
Here's my card.
I just run this through. Do you have another card?You've exceeded your limit on this one.
No, that's my last one. Oh my gosh, what can I do? I can pay you.
No cash? We'll give you a time extension to pay. Have you thought of asking the bank for a loan?
A loan? That's a great idea. I'll go to the bank right away.
So, Miss Lee, you'd like to apply for one of our loans?
I'd even take two if you could swing that.
I'm afraid not. You're listed here that you are unemployed.
Yes, but I'm looking.
Your current credit cards are all at their limit. I'm afraid we can't approve your loan.
But if I had a job...
We would certainly reconsider your application. Good day.
Part 2. Tina's new job.
Tina 的新工作。
Dialogue 1.
Hello, I'm looking for Tina Lee. She's just started working here.
Jason, it's me.
Tina, I came to take you out to lunch to celebrate your new job, but...
Hey, I get free meals.
But you've got an MBA. You can do so much better than this.
No one wanted me. I put out 20 resumes and had 10 interviews. This was my last resort. It's kind of fun, don't you think?
I guess so. But a dancing bear...
Hey, they hired me. They didn't care about my look since I wear a costume.
You've gotten your nose, eyes, and mouth done. What's wrong with your looks?
The fortune teller says my ears stick out too far. People think I'm nosy.
I have a staple gun. I can staple them to your head.
You're not making this any easier.
In the conversation, Tina finally found a job at the amusement park. That day, Jason came to Tina's new work site to ask her for lunch. He asked if a dancing bear had seen Tina. Actually, the dancing bear was Tina's doing.这很让 Jason 吃惊。
Tina 在这里的工作午餐是免费的，但是 Jason 不明白 Tina 有 MBA 的学位，她完全可以找到更好的工作，为什么会来扮演一只会跳舞的熊呢？
You can do so much better than this. 你完全可以做得更好。
这句话呢，也可以用来鼓励别人，让人对自己更有信心，明白自己的能力其实比所表现的要更好。千万不要妄自菲薄。如果对方表现实在太差，你也可以用这句话来表示对他的失望。比如说 I'm really disappointed, Tom. You can do so much better than this. Who cares? School sucks. Tom, 我真的很失望，你在学校的表现不应该那么差。管他呢，学校烂透了。
那么为什么 Tina 会到游乐场来工作呢？因为没有人要用他。他递了20份简历出去，面试了10次，这是最后一条路了。不过这还是挺好玩的。但是 Jason 总觉得 Tina 干这份工作实在是太屈才了。但是 Tina 觉得没什么，不管怎么说，因为穿着跳舞裙的服装，所以没有人会在意她的容貌了。
Jason 就不明白了， Tina 的鼻子、眼睛和嘴巴都已经整过形了，外表还会有什么不好吗？原来算命的告诉 Tina 有一对招风耳，别人会觉得她好管闲事。 Nosy 的意思就是好管闲事的，过分好奇的，通常呢是做贬义词。比如说 I've always found her unbearably nosy， 我发现她总爱管闲事，真让人受不了。
Jason 开玩笑的说，他有订书机，可以帮 Tina 把那一对招风耳订在头上，就不会支出来了。 Staple gun 就是订书机，我们还可以说成 stapler。Tina 说 You're not making this any easier， 你说这些话也没有用，也于事无补。当别人的建议或协助无法解决任何问题，你也可以用这句话来回应，告诉他不但于事无补，反而可能越帮越忙。
我们来举一个例子。 Is our project finished yet? Nope. And you're not making it any easier by sitting there on your butt. 我们的案子好了没？没有，你光坐在那儿也帮不上什么忙。那么 Tina 的工作到底怎么样了呢？我们还要接着往下看，现在呢，还是再来听一遍刚才的对话。Hello, I'm looking for Tina Lee. She's just started working here.
Jason, it's me.
Tina, I came to take you out to lunch to celebrate your new job, but...
Hey, I get free meals.
But you've got an MBA. You can do so much better than this.
No one wanted me. I put out 20 resumes and had 10 interviews. This is my last resort. It's kind of fun, don't you think?
I guess so.But a dancing bear...
Hey, they hired me. They didn't care about my look since I wear a costume.
You've gotten your nose, eyes, and mouth done. What's wrong with your looks?
The fortune teller says my ears stick out too far. People think I'm nosy.
I have a staple gun. I can staple them to your head.
You're not making this any easier.
Dialogue 2.
Besides, this job is just temporary.
And you get out of debt too?
Nope. And I fly home to China for holidays. My friends will be shocked when they see the new me.
Hold on. Where's the money for the flight going to come from?
I don't have to pay. I've got mileage for like 4 free flights.
Does your mom work for the airlines?
Nope. I racked up all the miles by buying things with my credit card.
I pity the guy who marries you and gets your financial problems. You really are hopeless.
现在说这份工作只是暂时的，不是长久之计。Jason 问是不是要做到还清全部贷款为止呢？当然不是了， Tina 要做到能飞回中国过节为止。他在中国的朋友看见一个焕然一新的 Tina 一定会吓一跳的。
当然了，他整张脸已经整形了，肯定认不出来了。 Jason 说等等，先别得意，飞回中国的机票钱从哪里来的？原来 Tina 根本不用付钱，因为他所积攒的里程数大概已经可以免费飞4趟吧。
Mileage 是指里程里数，比如我们可以说 A used car with a low or high mileage， 意思就是行驶里数少或者是多的旧车。 Jason 不明白，难道 Tina 的妈妈在航空公司工作，所以她能够得到这样的优惠吗？
其实不是，实际上呢，这些里程数都是 Tina 用信用卡消费累积的。这时的 Jason 已经无话可说了，他说很同情那个会娶你还要解决你财务问题的男人。 Tina 真的是没救了。Pity 在这里做动词，表示同情某人、怜悯某人的意思。
比如说 Pity the poor sailors at sea in this storm， 可怜可怜在这场暴风雨中还在海上航行的那些水手吧。看来信用卡这个东西使用不当还是很危险的，会让你背上沉重的债务包袱，所以还是小心使用为好。好，再来听一遍刚才的对话。
Besides, this job is just temporary.
And you get out of debt too?
Nope.And I fly home to China for holidays. My friends will be shocked when they see the new me.
Hold on. Where's the money for the flight going to come from?
I don't have to pay. I've got mileage for like 4 free flights.
Does your mom work for the airlines?
Nope. I racked up all the miles by buying things with my credit card.
I pity the guy who marries you and gets your financial problems. You really are hopeless. Part 3. Some words about credit card.
信用卡小词典。
现在我们来看一些跟信用卡相关的用语。
Issuing bank.
发卡银行。
Annual fee.
年费。
Credit line or credit limit.
信用额度。
Interest rate.
利率。
Monthly statement.
月结单。
Balance transfer.
信用卡余额代偿。
Available credit line. Available credit limit.
可用信用额度。
APR, or annual percentage rate.
年利率。
Activate a card.
开卡。
Reward program.
积点回馈。
Point.
红利积点。
Cash advance.
预借现金。好，现在来说说信用卡的种类吧。
Credit card.
信用卡。
Affinity card.
认同卡。
Platinum card.
白金卡。
Student card.
学生卡。
Preferred card or gold card.
金卡。
Value card.
储值卡。
Classic card.
普卡。
Co-branded card.
联名卡。
Supplementary card.
附属卡。
Debit card.
转账卡。
ATM card.
金融卡。
Charge card.
签账卡。
Cash advance card.
现金卡。
Corporate card.
商务卡，公司卡。
Now we are near the end of the program. In the next unit, we'll talk about traveling by Greyhound. If you have any questions or suggestions, write email to us at edu@chinabroadcast.cn.
今天我们跟大家简单说了说如何使用信用卡。下周呢，我们就来说说在美国如何乘灰狗公车去旅行。如果大家有任何意见或建议，记得给我们发 email， 地址是 edu@chinabroadcast.cn。我们下期节目再会。